The Hayricks, painted 4 years before Schofield's death, has characteristics typical of Schofield's paintings, but there is a freedom about it unlike anything he has done before. In 1937, Walter Schofield's son, Sidney, bought a manor house in Cornwall called Godolphin. The manor dates back to the 15th century and includes additions from the Elizabethan and Carolian periods. Both Sidney and his mother, Muriel, had an active interest in architecture. He was an architect, and she worked to preserve and protect historic buildings. Godolphin soon became subject matter for some of Schofield's later paintings. The colors are dynamic as the sun hits directly upon the side of the hayricks facing towards us. The brushstrokes are more vigorous than Schofield's earlier pieces, especially in his rendering of the trees both in the foreground and background. The strokes contain the energy and spontaneity of post-impressionist artists, much like Van Gogh. In the hayricks, we see a dynamic shift that shows Schofield's progressive style late within his career. The painting demonstrates the artist's lifelong commitment to artistic growth.